Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everyone. I hope this holiday season has been a season filled with joy for you. I hope you have been able to connect heart to heart with family, with friends, and I hope you are feeling all the feels of the holidays. Maybe you've been baking cookies. Maybe you've done a little holiday crafting. I hope you've been busy wrapping presents, window shopping. I hope you've driven through a neighborhood that's all lit up with Christmas lights and the magic of the season. And I hope while you're busy at all these tasks, you found yourself humming a familiar Christmas carol or one of your favorite holiday tunes. There are so many holiday songs and holiday traditions that I absolutely love. Tree hunting with my kids and my grandkids, tree trimming, making and eating special foods we only have during the holidays, or we have a lot more of during the holidays, wearing our footied pajamas on Christmas morning, having our annual scavenger hunt. Every year I say, this is it. I'm not doing this much work ever again, but it's something we so look forward to. These are some of the things I look forward to all year long, but Christmas music, probably one of the biggest things I cherish. And you know what? It's also one thing right up there with faith, hope, and love that can never be taken from us, no matter how bad times might get, no matter how dark the winter may be, there is Christmas music, songs to lift our spirits. You might have noticed a lot of shortages on the store shelves or found something you wanted to purchase was on back order, but thankfully, music is not in those categories. New music and Christmas music especially is in abundance this year. Many artists say they were inspired to create new hopeful holiday music after enduring the socially distanced holiday season last year. Music was one thing they could count on to carry them through, and they wanted to share it. They wanted to make more good music. We've seen new holiday albums from Kelly Clarkson, Norah Jones, Brett Young, Pentatonix, Darren Criss, and there's a beautifully remastered album of Nat King Cole songs too. Some of these newcomers have been added to the Christmas music rotation on my Delilah radio show, and a lot of them have been added to my personal playlist. But wait, there's more! Another beloved artist released his first holiday album this year, the Oh So Smooth. That's a little hint there. Mr. Smooth, 3-time Grammy Award winner, Rob Thomas. He has given us Something About Christmas Time, a new Christmas album with 10 tracks in all. Most of them are brand new originals. Some are covers and some are wonderful duets. My favorite has to be Small Town Christmas. I love it because even though I love visiting the Big Apple at Christmas time, I am a small town girl through and through. We'll have an opportunity to catch up with Rob Thomas and get all the details about this new album, all the wonderful things he's been up to. Let me tell you, he and his wife have a heart, such a heart for kids and dogs and creatures. Right now, though, I'm going to sing the praises of a sponsor that helps me be able to have these great conversations and to be able to share them with you. If you have been listening to my voice on the radio for years, then you know that I have been around on the radio for years. Off the radio, I'm taking care of my kids, taking care of my dogs, riding my horses, growing plants in my gardens. And you know what? It hurts. It does. My hands hurt. My back hurts. My knees hurt. But when I started taking Omega XL, I noticed a difference within the first month. Omega XL, when taken every day, gives me relief in my hands and my joints like nothing else. If you suffer from pain associated with inflammation, I urge you to try Omega XL. When you try Omega XL, you will see a difference in the quality of your life. You'll see a difference in your joints. I even see a difference in the way my skin feels and the way my hair grows. I kid you not, my hair grows more rapidly when I take my Omega XL every day. In fact, if I forget to take my Omega XL for a few weeks, oh boy, do I notice a difference. OmegaXL.com/love to place your order and to discover all the wonderful goodness of Omega XL.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you, Rob?
I'm wonderful. It's nice to see you.
I wish we could do these somehow, like put them on our website and actually use the video because you're so dang cute.
Oh, I'll listen to you. Please tell me more. Tell me more.
Is that your house? Are you in your home?
Yeah, this is my studio. So like everything here on this side is all like the living portion of the studio and the hanging portion. And then everything that you don't see is the working portion.
Is the equipment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same here. But do you notice mine is a little more, how do we say this nicely? Cluttered and disorganized than yours.
That's okay. You know, they say that geniuses are cluttered and disorganized.
Well, then I am pretty damn smart.
You're like the Einstein of radio.
I am, because cluttered and disorganized, only for me, like I know where stuff is. And when somebody tries to organize me, unless it's my engineer, Ryan, who's here in the studio with me, when somebody tries to organize me, I get so flustered because I'm like, I always keep my extra pins piled up in that coffee cup.
My mother had OCD, right? And she was very meticulous about everything. And a lot of that rubbed off on me in the sense that, like, I was the only kid that would, you know, that would spend early Saturday afternoons cleaning his room and rearranging it and getting excited by it. But I will say, hold on. I like, if you look over there, like, see the way, like, all that mess over there?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Like, I do have some scheduled chaos in my life.
Now I feel, now I can breathe though, since you showed me that, Rob.
My wife hates that part of my life. Every time, you know, the studio is the area where, like, anything that we get that she doesn't want in our home is like, oh, that'd be great for your studio. That would look nice down there.
Relegated to the studio. Yeah. Are we talking like the coffee table made out of an antique ship wheel?
If I had one of those, that's where it would go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Rob Thomas, let's just talk for a moment about your wife, because whoo.
She's a smoke show, right?
She's beautiful. Mm. You done good.
She's amazing. We just celebrated 22 years married in October.
Wow. Wow.
The second.
Congratulations. My anniversary is at the end of the month. We've been together 16 years, but married since 2012.
I mean, we got married the year after we met. We jumped right in.
And you were young and you married like a rock star supermodel and she married a rock star. So I'm sure everybody was thinking, ah, these two, they're never going to make it.
Yeah, I mean, everything about it, you know, I mean, like you meet somebody and then a couple months later, you're telling everybody that you're going to get married. Because I told her on our first date, the song that she was going to walk down the aisle to when we got married.
What song had you picked out for your wedding on your first date to Marisol?
It was The Nearness of You, but the version by Keith Richards.
And did you actually use that in your wedding?
Let me tell you a little story. Yes, we did. But not only did we. We didn't think that version at the time, because remember, there was no YouTube. There was none of that stuff. You couldn't find it, right? It didn't exist. It only existed with Keith Richards. And he was holding on to it because he had done it in a film, Basquiat. And so we were going to use the Shirley Bassey version. And we didn't know. I didn't know. She didn't know until she stood up and started to walk down the aisle that a friend of ours that works with the Stones got a cassette tape of the Keith Richards version from Keith Richards. But he had to bring it to the wedding, play it, and then take it back to Keith. But I didn't know until I saw her walk down the aisle and that version started playing. So then we just both started crying immediately.
That might be one of the sweetest wedding stories I've ever heard in my life.
It was so amazing. Because when I met her, we had met for like 5 minutes and I got her phone number. And then I went to Europe for like a month and a half. And we just talked on the phone every night. She was in college.
Now, was that back when you were like rock starring with Matchbox 20?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm still with Matchbox 20, but this was like, you know, the early days. Like, I like to think at that time, I was more famous than she thought that I was, but I was less famous than I thought that I was. That makes sense. And so
I like that. So, I like that.
Like, I thought, I was like, I've got a giant hit song on MTV right now. And she's like, you've got one song out. You know, like it was just, she's like, come on. And so, when I met her, we talked for a month and a half. And so we really got to know each other before we had like a date. And so when we had our first date, it was cheap too. Cause I brought her to a festival that I was playing in Boston. And so at the end, she flew out and she was going to take the bus back with us to go back to New York. And, we were sitting on the bus watching Basquiat, the movie Basquiat. That song came on and I said, this is going to be the song that you walk down the aisle at our wedding to.
On your first date.
Yeah. And she didn't run. So I knew that she was a keeper.
That's because you're pretty damn cute.
I was really cute then.
You're really cute now. But yeah, you were. We were all crushing on you back then.
Oh, we were all so cute when we were young.
You want to hear a really horrible wedding story?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's very funny now, but my first husband, I married him, you know, when you were probably not even a twinkle in your mama's eye. I met my first husband, who God has since called home, but I met him at the Kingdome when the Kingdome existed, and we were there for a radio event. We both were in radio, and unbeknownst to either one of us when we met, I had been following him for like 10 years of my career. Like I was a kid, I was 21 years old, and I had been listening to him on the radio since I was a teenager, since I was like 13 years old. He was 10 years older than me. And kind of like with you guys, it was, you know, love at first sight, and we fell in love. And 2 months into our relationship, we decided to elope, and we got to Reno, Nevada, and I chickened out. I was like, no, I want to have a real wedding. I want to wear a wedding dress. And so we came back.
So you didn't, so you, like some people would do the wedding and then do the ceremony anyway, but you didn't want to get married until you were married.
Right, right. And right. So we came back and I made a wedding dress and I made my bridesmaids dresses and we had a little wedding, only had 18 people there at a park in Seattle, and his brother was in charge of the music. So I had given him a mixtape that had, the song was Always and Forever.
Oh yeah.
By Heatwave. So that was going to be what I was going to walk into. And my older brother was the only member of my family to come. My family was not happy that I was getting married to this person. And we're outside the little park waiting for the music to start. And Matt's like, come on, let's just walk in. Because my husband's brother was messing with the music player. We had two little speakers set up. And then he hits play. And instead of Heatwave, Always and Forever, he had put the song Get Down on It in instead.
That is awesome. Delilah, to be fair, I mean, Get Down on It's a really good song.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing says romance like getting down on it. How long, before you lost your, how long were you guys married?
We were not married very long enough to create a beautiful life. We had a gorgeous son.
How old's your son?
Our son is 37 now. He just turned 37.
I have a 23-year-old from right before I met my wife.
So my oldest biological, he's my oldest biological, my oldest child, because I have many adopted children, is just a little north of the big 4-0. And my youngest child, who is in the other room watching VeggieTales, is 5.
That's a gap.
That's a gap. But there's actually never been a gap. Like if there had ever been a gap, I couldn't do this. But
sure,
I just kept adopting. I think a lot of people who have kids and then get custody of their grandkids or have a second family, it's kind of awkward if they've gone like 10 years or more without changing.
Sure. Yeah. Well, because you get used to kind of being alone, you know, like you get used to a rhythm, that's why I think it's harder, you know, like for guys that are, they're like in the mid 40s, they've never gotten married. And then, you know, they might just stay that way because you get kind of set in your ways.
Yeah. And stubborn.
Yeah.
Once you get used to that freedom, it's hard to wrap your mind around going to Cub Scout meetings or sleeping, you know, in a tent with 12 other small children.
So. Well, that's like, so my wife and I, like, we don't have any kids. That was, you know, when I first met her, that was a big deal, was the, you know, oh my God, we're in love. We've never felt like this before. By the way, full disclosure, I do have a baby on the way. You know, like that was a hard thing for her to get over because that wasn't the way that she saw her life. I mean, she was this model who was going to college. She didn't see herself living on the road. She didn't see herself with somebody who already had a kid. You know what I mean? Like none of those things. I mean, now 23 years later, we're like the most stable relationship that he's ever known, you know, and we're all, you know, we're all a family, but he just graduated from college.
So co-parenting worked out well. There wasn't like drama, trauma, I mean, you know, or there I mean, was?
Yeah, there was some drama, obviously, but it all got worked out.
How did baby mama take to finding out you were in love and marrying?
Well, we were together.
Ah.
At that, you know, like that was a short-lived.
You don't have to explain.
Delilah, there's a lot of nice people on the road. When you were young, there was just a lot of nice people who were generous with their time.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So let's talk, Rob Thomas, about your music and about the Christmas album that, oh my gosh, nobody warned me.
Some of it's sad.
It's just like an emotional roller coaster. You got joy, you got real, you got love, you got family, but then you got really real.
I mean, I think that's what the holidays make you feel, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like all of those emotions, they come around. You're an easy laugh and an easy cry during the holidays, and at any given moment, you don't know which one you're gonna run to.
Well, I loved it because, you know, my show is a request and dedication show. That's what I do every night, all night. I play songs that lyrically fit with your situation. And the truth of the matter is, when you're alone at Christmas, or when your son is in the military and you don't get to see him, or your daughter is, or they're away at college and right now you can't afford to fly them home, there's not really a standard Christmas song outside of, you know, I'll have a blue Christmas without you that I can play.
Or no, when you're going through a breakup. You get tired of all of these people telling you to be happy. You know, like, you or even worse, telling you that you're supposed to be happy.
Right.
Like somehow there's a deficit in your part because what you're going through doesn't fit with, you know, with the idea of what's supposed to be happening in the holidays, you know?
Yeah. I know when you're grieving, for me anyway, man, it hits hard.
But do you feel it? Do you find that like the first, you know, it's still raw and numb the first time, and it feels like your heart's getting filleted, and then maybe the second time and third time, and then little by little, it starts to feel like a connection to them.
Exactly.
As opposed to making you think about their absence, it makes you think about their when they were present.
Yeah, very much so. The best illustration I saw was, you know, a hole in your heart. And people used to think that as time went on, that hole shrinks. It doesn't. Your heart grows around it. You know, your heart enlarges around it. And what you just spoke of, those traditions that the first or second year, those traditions definitely just had me on the floor, slayed me. But now they are such a connection.
Well, yeah, because, you know, grief isn't something that wanes and goes away over time. It's just something that becomes a part of you.
Yeah.
And so that's different. It becomes a part of your DNA as opposed to something that you're just waiting to go away. You know, like that, it doesn't really do that. You're forever a different person. Every loss, it's definitely, you know, is a part of you. There's my wife and our favorite poet is Edna St. Vincent Millay. And this poem, this is, I think, weird, like where you left, there's a hole that I spend all my days walking around and trying not to fall into. I'm paraphrasing it badly, but it's like, that's just kind of what it feels like.
That's exactly what it feels like. So one of the songs that makes me so happy, that doesn't fillet me, but makes me smile. And I hit replay like three times. I listened to it while I was here in the studio when I was going through the whole album, is the song, The Small Town Christmas.
Oh, thanks.
So where did you grow up in a small town? Where did that come from?
Well, you know, it's funny because I did. Like, I grew up in South Carolina in Lake City, which is a really small tobacco town. Even on a good map, it's hard to find. But but I spent the last 15 years here in Westchester in New York. And that to me is like, if you Westchester is about 45 minutes north of the city. But once you get up here, it looks like a postcard. And especially at Christmas, it's all rolling hills and orchards and horse farms and, you know, lots of land. And so the snow, it's just like blankets of snow for, you know, acres and acres. So for me, it's really about Westchester up here in New York.
A lot of people think of New York just as the Big Apple, you know, people who have never lived on the East Coast or in Westchester or been to upstate New York. And even me, I mean, I'm from the West Coast, but I was on the East Coast for many, many years. And I thought of New York as the Big Apple. And then I moved to Rochester.
Right.
And I went, whoa.
Even more so, people think of, like, when I tell people Westchester, they think upstate. But in truth, Westchester is literally, it's called downstate. That's what it's called. There's downstate, which is where the northern suburbs. So like, you know, like if you go off to the, you know, to one side, you've got New Jersey. If you go off to the east, you've got Long Island, which is, you know, one suburb. And then you've got Westchester. So we're, you know, people that work in the city live up here. So we're just a commute, but it feels like it's so different. Like, you know, Rochester, Albany, that's upstate.
That is
it's
up,
a big, it's
up.
A bigger state than
that's
people
Canada.
Think. Yeah.
That's Canada.
Yeah.
That's Canada.
Yeah, it is.
But my point is there's mountains, there's horse farms, there's cattle farms, there's, you know, like you said, the burbs, but it doesn't feel or look like a metropolitan area. It's just like you said, a postcard. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful up here. And I mean, we were in the city for a while. My wife was born and raised. She was a Queens girl, and we came up here and just fell in love with it. You know, I mean, we like the proximity to the city, and I think that's important for us to be able to, you know, to get in and out of it. But we found ourselves, you know, year after year, going in less and less, and being, you know, up here people a lot more than we were in the city people.
Well, I could use the pandemic as the reason, but I'm kind of enjoying. I got to be honest, Rob. I'm kind of enjoying just being shut in with my family.
I don't mind it. You know, I mean, there's a part of me that's like that. But it used to be that I could get both of those itches scratched, right? Because I could go on the road and it was every day is new and there's always new people. And I like new people. I like meeting people. I like interacting with strangers. And then when I get off the road, it's a long time of just nothing, you know, and isolation. And I think it's because the whole job is supposed to be two-pronged. I'm supposed to create and then go share that thing that I created. And right here, I've been just creating, 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 creating. And I don't get that, the joy of the interaction and that shared moment when once you, you know, when you go out and you get to play it with a group of people, like a group of like-minded individuals all on the same page in the same moment, there's something beautiful about that. And I do miss that interaction, but I fare pretty well as a shut-in. No, for the most part, it's been me and Madi alone. It's just the two of us. I mean, her mom, years ago, we bought her mom and dad a place that's only like 6 miles away. So they're part of our bubble. And like once or twice a week, we have catch-up night where everybody will get together at somebody's house and, you know, and have dinner. But most of the time, it's me and Madi and the pups. And so it's amazing that we've fared as well as we have. Like, you know, by now, we thought we'd be, you know, walk downstairs and see each other and be like, oh, you again. But we're, but we still like each other. We're still getting along. So it's kind of amazing.
How many pups? You and your wife have an amazing organization, an umbrella organization, as I understand it. Like, you don't have an actual rescue at your house.
Right. We fund other rescues. Yeah. We help them get like kennels and runs to, or medical supplies or do big rescues. It's more, you know, there's a lot of great organizations that are helping animals and no kill shelters. And so we're about getting critical funding to all of these places as they need them, and trying to do that during the pandemic has been tricky, trying to figure out how to raise the money so that we can still keep these grants flowing to everybody. But we had the two, and just like 3 or 4 months ago, we lost our guy, Sammy. He was with me for almost 15 years. He would have been 15, like a month later. And he was my constant, you know, every night in the studio, like he was just with me on the road, on the bus. And so that, you know, it's that having that constant presence all the time and then not having it, that was kind of a big hit. But now it's just me and Ollie.
I see Ollie here. Okay, my turn. Let me see if I can do this.
Oh, Ruby. Who's that?
Ruby.
Hi, Ruby. Oh, how's Ruby?
Ruby is two. Ruby is my latest rescue.
Oh, she's a puppy.
She's a puppy. And she's probably 40 pounds heavier than I was, you know, really looking for her. But she's the best dog I've ever met in my life.
Yeah. I mean, every couple of days, I would look at my boys and just say that I miss them. I miss them already. You know, like I already miss them.
She is like the best dog I've ever met in my life.
Well, you know, the thing about our dogs is they're not disciplined in any way whatsoever. Like we've given them like literally just run. My wife, we get into these arguments, like just last night, like we're sitting there eating and we have these, like we steam these little carrots and we give him some carrots and he starts barking if you take too long. And I'm like, no. And she looks at me, she's like, don't say no to him. I'm like, no. So we have our manager, Michael Lippman, has this theory, and we do kind of subscribe to this theory, is that, you know, you can spoil your dogs, because if you have a spoiled dog, the worst you're going to get is a spoiled dog. Like if you spoil your kids, you're going to get an asshole. But if you spoil your dogs, you're just going to get a spoiled dog. So if you're going to spoil anything, it should be the pups.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
They literally can do anything and go anywhere, and there's no consequences for any of their actions whatsoever.
Yeah, I have very undisciplined dogs outside. You know, I say, come, and they look at me like, you got to be kidding. There's a deer over there. Right. I got to go. But this dog came to me this way. I mean, she's just super well-behaved.
Yeah, well, indoors, too. Like, this one's such a love, 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 love. Just wants to, like, crawl inside of you and cuddle up everywhere, all the time.
So tell me about this organization. What's the name of your organization?
Sidewalk Angels Foundation.
And you don't just help organizations that are rescuing animals.
Well, no, there's also no-kill shelters as well. You know, the thing about the no-kill shelters, which is great, is you can adopt from a no-kill shelter, but you don't have to rescue from a no-kill shelter because these animals are rescued. Once they go to a no-kill shelter, they have a home, they're taken care of, they have love, but they just don't have a forever home yet. And so, you know, we would love to see all of New York and all the country be a full no-kill nation at some point. And that, you know, that would be amazing. But, you know, we work with organizations that teach about the responsibility of owning animals. We work with organizations that take in homeless, battered women with their pets. We work with, you know, organizations that help children with autism through animals and having animal interaction. It's all animal related causes, but it's just in all the different facets of how they can be a part of your life. But SidewalkAngelsFoundation.org, if anybody gets a chance to check it out.
I would love for people to check it out, and I would love for people to support it, because like you said, COVID hit and you're not touring, and yet you're still supporting all these great organizations. And
yeah, it's
and
been really hard. Really, I mean, usually things. It was all kind of built into the job. We had a residency every year at Borgata that we would do that raised most of our funds for the year. But then if I was touring, a little proceed from every ticket sold would go to Sidewalk Angels Foundation, or I would be able to go out and do sometimes just full tours that are just for Sidewalk Angels. But not being able to do that, you know, you have to get more creative now with your funding.
Or we could just say, please, people, if you have a heart for pets and especially service animals that help kids. I know that a lot of my listeners have children on the autistic spectrum. And if you do, you yeah. know how precious that bond and how priceless that bond is when a kid on the spectrum is able to connect with an animal and get therapy that way.
Yeah, my nephew's on the spectrum as well. Yeah, sidewalkangelsfoundation.org. Because a good thing about it too is, you know, we also talk about all the places that we help. So if you live near one of those places, you know, and you can't give to us, then maybe just go there and donate your time. Shelters always need something. Sometimes they need blankets, or they need food, or they need some of your old veterinary medical supplies. So any of those things you can do to help.
I'm loving getting caught up with Rob Thomas. Let me lavish a little praise right now on one of my podcast sponsors, and then I want to hear more. I've been singing the praises of Laura Geller Beauty Products all year long. Their makeup is designed especially for women over 40, and I so appreciate that. I've enjoyed trying their many shades of luxurious lipsticks, and I love the feeling of their Balance and Brighten Powder Foundation. Formulated to glide over and blur fine lines, never cracking or caking. They have a full range of beauty products, including primers, hydrating foundations, lipsticks, a dazzling array of eyeshadows, and so much more. You'll find many pampering products to choose from for holiday gift giving and your own personal use. Visit lauragellar.com and use the promo code Laura25 for 25% off your order.
We talked about the Small Town Christmas, but you've got some beautiful duets on the album.
Yeah, everybody on there. So everybody on the record is a friend, like, because again, I'm kind of locked down here. It had to be someone that I could reach out to personally and just ask them if they would do this for me. So like BB Winans sang at my wedding. He's been one of our dear friends for 23 years. I've known him as long as I've known Maddie. Brad Paisley has been a friend for 20 some odd years. Ingrid Michaelson, I just met recently, a couple years ago. She was promoting her Christmas album, and I was out doing like a Christmas tour for radio. And we just kind of bonded over what geeks we are about Christmas and how much we love decorating and Christmas movies. And so I knew that if I called her up, that she would be into doing it.
Okay, favorite Christmas movie?
It's A Wonderful Life.
That's mine and my producer Janie's too. But you know what my kid's favorite one is?
Elf.
Elf.
Yeah.
My five-year-old discovered Elf last year. We watched Elf every day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it is a modern classic. You know, there's a few of those. I don't know if you've Family Man with Nicolas Cage is a great one. Scrooged.
Love Scrooged.
Unbelievable. My favorite Christmas Carol is The Muppets Christmas Carol with Michael Caine.
Charlie Brown Christmas,
of course. And all those, you know, those cartoons, right? Like all the, what do you like, the claymation, the animation, you know, with Rudolph.
I want
and
to be
Frosty.
A dentist.
Yes, exactly.
Herbie, the dentist.
We can be independent together.
So are you, will your son be with you this Christmas season? Will we watch?
I hope so, because I've missed it. On the last two Christmases, so he graduated from college and he used to live in Boston. So it was great because I could, you know, we could see each other all the time. Now, as soon as he graduated, he went to Berklee College of Music, and then him and his band jetted off to Los Angeles. So now they're on the other side of the country, and then everything locked down. So we haven't really been able to see each other. And I'm hoping that this holiday is the time.
So he got some of Dad's musical DNA.
Yeah, he's a really, really good guitar player and writer. So I'm really excited about the stuff that they're doing.
Very cool. So tell us how we can find your son. We know how to find Rob Thomas. How do we find your son?
Well, you know what? You can go check out on Spotify. He has a band called Handmade House. He's the cute guitar player with the glasses.
Handmade House. And his name?
His name is Mason Avery William Thomas Udy.
Wow.
With an exclamation point. Actually, on his birth certificate, he has an exclamation point because I think his mother and I were high.
Oh, you are a kick, Rob Thomas. Thank you for spending this time with us.
Are you kidding me? This has been the most fun interview I've done in a while. Thank you.
You are awesome. You are wonderful. And I've admired, I've loved your music. And I just so appreciate what you do for God's creatures.
Thank you. And thank you for, you know, for letting me come and talk to you on your show. I appreciate that.
All right. Have a wonderful, wonderful Merry Christmas.
I love you too. It's good to see you.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
Oh, there is just something about Christmas time, isn't there? Memories to treasure, so many more memories to make, especially if you've got littles or grandkids. It's a time of feasting, a time of gladness, a time of goodness, a time of peace on earth, goodwill towards men, no matter what is going on in the world. I also know it's a difficult season, especially if you're alone or missing a loved one or in the midst of a personal battle. All the glitz, all the conspicuous consumption, even in these tough times, that can be overwhelming. And that is where music comes in. Let it soothe you. Let it soothe your heart. If your heart is tattered and torn, let it comfort you. Let it energize you. Let it be the soundtrack to your tears if you need to cry, to your laughter, to all the emotion that this season brings about. I'm playing all your old favorites and your new favorites on my radio show, and I hope you will continue to join me there. I'm also sharing stories and doing my best to keep your spirits up as I smooth off the rough edges when spending time with you each night. Rob Thomas and so many others gave us a gift this year, a gift of more music to add to our playlist. And I hope that you are drinking it in, enjoying it as much as I have been. There's just something about Christmas time. That's the name of the album. Something about Christmas time. I think a lot of it is the time that I get to spend with you. Merry Christmas, my friends. Thank you for making this season of Love Someone the best season yet. I'll have more great guests and incredible conversations to share with you soon. Do me a favor, take some time out of your holiday schedule to slow down and love someone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.